You may know Bill Tiberio as a saxophonist. He has a band that plays around town. Or you may know him as a conductor. He leads the Music Educators Wind Ensemble and Music Educators Big Band based at the Eastman Community Music School. Or you may know him as an educator. He's inspired generations of music students as a teacher at Fairport High School for over 30 years. He shared some thoughts about teaching and his experiences learning music in school with WXXI's Mona Segetola-Slamy.
Bill Tiberio grew up in Fairport when he found himself drawn to music as a kid, playing clarinet in the school band.
I had an amazing teacher for most of the time that I played the clarinet, and his name was Waldo Woodworth. And I just was so inspired by him that I felt like music should be something that I should pursue. I wasn't positive that I could be a teacher, and I didn't think I would have any chance to be an instructor as influential as he was.
In addition to this inspiration, he also remembers his path towards music as a sort of practical choice.
You make decisions in life based on strengths and weaknesses. I was not an athlete. I tried that like every kid does. I was really terrible at sports, still am. So, you go with strengths. And my mom always said, you really love music and you're pretty good at it. Why don't you consider that?
As a student at SUNY Geneseo and then Ithaca College, he found himself drawn to teaching. Then just a few years after graduating, he had the opportunity to return to the school where he had grown up learning music, only now as a teacher. When we spoke about his experiences as a teacher, it was just about a week after the shooting that had happened in the school in Parkland, Florida.
You can't be a teacher and separate yourself from the anguish of what happened last week, for example. We had a concert at my high school, and we were still reeling from just trying to process the news of another unfathomable tragedy in America. And I spoke to my students. We were working on a beautiful piece by Eric Whitaker, the subtitle of which is Light and Gold, that has, for us up to that point, had been about trying to focus positive energy and kind of turn sound into light. And I spoke to the students ahead of time. I said, don't we need this today? Don't we need this kind of a piece? And so we dedicated the piece that night to sending positive energy to Florida and to everybody affected and to all of us and to connect us energetically and in our pain over something like that, to connect us and to try to, again, send something positive into the world. So I think that music should not be separated from the events that happen in the world, but that we can heal. At least we can provide some healing within our student communities and maybe in our audience communities, and then send that into the world.
Tiberio also leads two musical groups that are made up of music teachers, the Music Educators Big Band and the Music Educators Wind Ensemble. These groups give teachers an opportunity to continue to hone their musical skills and enjoy playing, while also serving as a model for their students.
One of the benefits of having educators ensembles is have the kids see their teachers play and see them play with. I always talk about the music educators is that we're not from our different schools, but we're all here to make music together, and that there are no competitive divisions between musicians when it comes to really, really going for what we're about as musicians, which is to share and to collaborate and to work together in the most intimate of ways. So when our students see band directors from around the whole region playing together and working so well together, I think that's an incredible example to them. And they are inspired by it, and they think it's fun to see their teachers play.
For WXXI, I'm Mona Segetola-Slamy.